Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have two members with the Jamestown Cancer Support Group. We have Beth DeWald and Kim Wire joining us. And Beth and Kim, welcome to our show.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for taking time and joining us here on Let's Talk. For those who listen to Let's Talk all the time, we've talked with Beth before and Laurel Haroldson before about the quarter craze in the Jamestown Cancer Support Group. We're going to kind of give an overview of how the quarter craze turned out. But first, we want to remind people, Beth, that it was a name change. So the Jamestown Cancer Support Group, while the name sounds new, the group isn't new.
The group is not new. We've been in as an organization for about 10 years. And it used to be HHH, or Help for Hope and Healing. And when we pursued doing a nonprofit status, we needed to do a little bit of a name change. And so the Help for Hope and Healing is still part of us. It's our mission. But again, like you said, Jamestown Cancer Support Group.
Yep. And to do so, and what you guys do, one of the main things you guys are known for is these gas cards that you provide for individuals who are traveling for cancer care, right?
That's correct. And we get our referrals from the oncology units, the social workers at different hospitals, from family, from friends. The word gets out there, and that's how we get those referrals. And Laurel and I came to visit with you about 3 weeks ago. And since then, we've given out 10 more gas cards.
Wow.
And so our quarter craze that we did last week was phenomenal. We had so much fun. We had a little heckling going on in there. The donations of the baskets, the community support, astronomical.
Absolutely.
We in the past had about 120 people, I believe, last year. We're 130. Kim, do you remember?
130? It was around 130, I'd say. 130. Yes.
Okay. And so we did some changes up this year, and we sold 175. We're in attendance.
Wow.
We were packed. We were great. But
and I believe sold out like way before the event, too.
Way before the event. We have people begging for tickets.
They were golden tickets. Yeah, I'm telling you, they were.
They were golden.
We actually almost were sold out before they were printed.
Yes. Wow. Yeah. They were already accounted for.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And that energy right in the room the night of, your general manager, Tania, was there. And like you said, she took some great pictures. And
yes,
she and her husband were right in the mix with putting in those quarters. And we raised over $11,000.
Wow. I wish I had a drum roll there, because that is astronomical. You guys have topped what you have raised each year since you've held this quarter craze.
Absolutely. Each year has been a grow. That's the good news. The sad, challenging news is, I don't know. Kim, do you think that'll last us a year?
I do not believe that will last us a year. The more that we're known into the communities, that money will go fairly quickly.
Wow. Yeah. And it's hard to wrap your mind around that, because $11,000 is a lot of money, but it's money that goes on for a good cause that the Jamestown Cancer Support Group is doing. Kim Wire and Beth DeWald again joining us on Let's Talk About It. Also, Beth, we should remind individuals, while it is the Jamestown Cancer Support Group, it is also it also supports many different communities in our area.
It definitely does. We have, I'm looking for my list here, we have Stutzman, Barnes, Dickey, Foster, and Eddy. Nope. We have six counties that touch Stutzman County that we serve. And so we ask people in all of those areas, not only for those referrals, and the referrals can be sent to, we give Laurel Haroldson's cell phone number as the contact person, and that's 701-269-9543. And so getting that word out there, getting the donations out there, we need all of those things
Absolutely.
To happen.
Yeah.
And the reminder is also, we really don't have administrative costs. We have an 11-person board of directors now. We just had a new person come on board. And we all volunteer our time and our energy and our own money to make this happen and to make a difference for people.
Absolutely. So the Jamestown Cancer Support Group, again, helping area individuals. And again, we pointed out that $11,000 may not last the entire year, Beth. So you guys are constantly looking for referrals and also donations to help support what you guys are doing, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So we also have Kim Wire. Kim, this will be your chance to talk a little bit. Last time we had Beth and Laurel on, we wanted to talk more about the chemo bags, but we didn't get to it. This is kind of your idea. Tell us what these chemo bags are. These are amazing things that are in our community, right?
That's correct. The chemo bag actually came around with another. I am actually a director with Clever Container. We're a direct sales company. And one of our other director's husbands had chemo, and he had gone into a hospital, and they brought him out a little bag of some goodies. And she thought, wow, what an awesome idea. It was just very moving for them. And so she kind of came up with the idea, and of course I took on because Clever cares, and we want to make sure we help people in the community
for sure.
with their fundraisers. So really what it is we had people sponsor a bag. They're called Stuff and Go bags. We had them sponsor those, and then we filled them with all kinds of goodies. And we have now distributed those to the Jamestown Hospital and other individuals in the community that are seeking cancer treatment. So on their first day of the chemo, or their so at that time, mm-hmm. The hospital will give them a chemo bag. It has a blanket and goodies, and it's got activities and some bottle of water and some snacks and all kinds of socks and all kinds of goodies
awesome.
To help them be more comfortable while they're in there for their infusions.
For sure. And now this is individuals who come in through the JRMC and they're kind of picked when they're getting into those infusions, you said, when they first go into the JRMC?
It's between the hospital, the doctors, okay. and the social workers and the nurses who are distributing those to the individuals.
And then we do have some individuals that may not qualify for infusion here in Jamestown.
Yeah.
Even though we've got a great program here, depending on what their health issues are, they may need to travel. And so when we're alerted to that, we will also get those individuals
awesome.
A bag also. But just for the Jamestown area is what we focus.
Okay.
But it's a great travel bag, too.
It is.
Oh, it's a fantastic bag.
You have one right here, and
yes.
there's so many different things I can just see visually right now
yes,
without looking inside it.
Exactly. It's been really, really fun. What I did is I actually put it out onto Facebook pages, and people on the team had asked their friends if they'd sponsor them, and I had just a tremendous response.
Awesome.
So basically, we had 100 bags that were donated or sponsored for. I offset the difference. I said for every 5 that were sold, I would donate 1.
Awesome.
So we were actually at 125 bags.
Wow.
Yeah. We had people in the community that actually reached out to us and offered to, you know, raise some funds or
For
some
sure.
supplies. Triumph Enterprises, they were fantastic. And some of their people there actually filled some of the bags for us.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So it is a community effort.
It absolutely is. Yeah. And you know, people, they appreciate that. It's that gesture, but it also lets them know that we care about them and we care about what they're going through. And is money through the Jamestown Cancer Support Group, does that help support it a little bit too, Kim?
No, this is actually a
That's
fund.
Just kind of a,
this
okay.
is a separate issue. This is separate. Clever Container provides a percent of the sales as a donation for their fundraiser cause. I had donated all of my commission on that, of course.
Wow. Yeah.
Because it's a wonderful cause. And
Definitely.
Yeah. It's fantastic. And we're getting information now that people are receiving them, how moved they are. We've had people actually in tears. You know, to really realize that they're not alone in their journey, that there are people that really are concerned and caring for them.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so, it's just emotional.
Right.
Yeah.
So just, I want our listeners to know there's a lot of people behind the scenes that are making these things work. The chemo bags, the Jamestown Cancer Support Group with the gas cards. So if anybody has questions about the chemo bags, the Jamestown Cancer Support Group, or mm-hmm. helping out what you guys' causes are, what are some ways you would encourage them to get more information?
Best way to do it is to call Laurel.
Okay.
And that's at 269-9543. Or they can also go on our website. And we're under construction with our website. So we are updating some things. And then we will be progressing into a Facebook also. And that will be JamestownCancerSupport.org.
Okay.
So, and then for donations, they can always contact Laurel also.
Okay. Very good.
If anybody was interested in donating for the chemo bags, because we will be doing a drive again after the first of the year, probably about March or April.
Okay.
If they were interested in donating or supporting a bag, they can contact me at kimweyer57@yahoo.com.
Perfect. Okay. So there's a lot of ways to help and get involved. Our listeners, we encourage them to do that. Beth or Kim, anything else you guys wanted to add in there about the chemo bags or about the Jamestown Support Group?
I'd like to say something about the chemo bags, because the chemo bags are really cool because people feel really good about donating to a wonderful cause.
Right.
We raised $1,400, so that went towards gas cards.
Wow.
And somebody actually received a chemo bag. So it's really a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's amazing. I love these programs, and I hope people are aware that these programs are available and and that there's support out there. So Kim and Beth, thank you guys so much for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you so much for having us.